Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're so fired up that you're coming to the Idaho Center.
It's been a while since we've been up in your neck of the woods, so we're rolling into town to come give you guys a big and rich time, man. It's been too long.
Fighting for Idaho.
We got this little thing called the American Dream. Everybody should go for the biggest and best thing that they want to go for. We live in a country that lets us go for it. Don't be lazy. If you're an American, don't be lazy. Go for it.
Fighting for you.
You were always kind to me and treated me with respect, so I'm glad to hear you're out there and doing well. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so good for y'all listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You've got a real rock star on your hands.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. It is 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk, Idaho's first talk station, Idaho's first radio station. And it is me, your morning bell pepper, just full of brimstone and happiness, K. Milley in the morning at 580 KIDO. Do they pay me to say that? No, it's just one of those things. Well, we do appreciate you joining us here. So much to talk about as we get underway. Don't forget the Manly Man segment coming up with our friend Dave Burnett. As we get ready to start the day, and that'll be at 5:35. Also, if you missed our interview with John Rich, we'll have that. Jonathan Wolstetter will join us. Letter from the Capitol, his great blog. And Ken Ivory will talk about lands and stuff. So we've got a lot to yap about today. And I just thought we would just kind of go over some headlines, if you will, here at 580 KIDO. Here's something that is... Well, have we really lost our way? And I know, cool, Kevin, that's an easy one. Look, whether you're Nolan, whether you're security guard Mike, whether you're Joe, whether whomever you are, some of our great members of the Early Morning Risers Club, let's face it, there are a lot of questions. Think about this. Think about how our values have changed just in the past couple of years. You take a look at the states that surround the great conservative, the great moral bastion that is the state of Idaho, and you look at Oregon, or as we like to say, Oregon, or Washington, or Colorado, and what they're doing when it comes to medical marijuana. First, it was medical marijuana, and remember, I did tell you this. That first it would be medical marijuana, then it's recreational marijuana. Do you know this in Oregon, that they're going to, on the November ballot, it's going to be, hey, if you want to smoke dope legally, just like they do in Colorado, everybody, you're going to be able to do it. It's on the referendum. Boy, isn't that amazing. And now we've got out of Berkeley, California, and for all of you folks that have come in from California. Hello, Gene, by the way. Gene and Cuna. We didn't want to forget you and other folks. This is why we're so happy to live here in Idaho. Weed welfare. That's right. Berkeley City Council in California has unanimously approved ordering medical marijuana dispensaries to donate 2% of their stash to patients making less than $32,000 a year. The new welfare program in the liberal-leaning city is set to launch in August 2015. Look, as someone who has known friends that have suffered, whether it was cancer, whether it was lymphoma, whether it was cancer, whether it was something else, bright lights, big city, my friends. We don't want to disparage people that are getting, you know, who are sick. We want to make sure that they're taken care of. But on the other hand, do we want to have this where everybody, like in California, they have an illness, they have an injury, and guess what? They get to toke up. They get medically qualified, right? That's not treating the sick. That's not treating the sick, is it? All that is you know, again, allowing more people to have marijuana. And I don't care what people say. Look, we can agree to disagree on this, that marijuana is bad. Marijuana is bad. And when we legalize it, have you ever known well, it's before 6 a.m., so we can be offensive. 6 a.m. is the marginal line of offensiveness. Have you ever known a dope smoker that has any initiative? You ever known anybody that's, you know, again, a pothead that, again, is a CEO of a major corporation, maybe after they've won, but before that? I don't. Maybe you could educate me on this. But is this really what we want our taxpayer dollars to go for? Is the idea that we're going to have welfare for weed? Because let's face it, everybody's entitled. It's in the Constitution. It's not really in the Constitution. It's in the Constitution. It's not really in the Constitution. But everybody says so, right? You know, yesterday we were talking about the war on food with our great friend Alan L. Morton, not to be confused with Alan L. Morton Esquire, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, concerning the food police. Can somebody, Sweet William, can you check on that? See if the food police is taken under GoDaddy. Actually, I'm going to put that on right now. First, CVS decides, hey, we're not going to, service tobacco because it's bad. Tobacco is bad. We're going to make sure that tobacco is we're getting rid of tobacco. And what's next? Cheeseburgers, quarter pounders. Well, sorry, Food Police is not available as a domain. But foodpolice.coffee is. Foodpolice.com, no. But anyway, back to the story. So, now, you know, what is next? Fast food? Well, fast food is great. It's cheap. But working in a fast food restaurant, is that a skill? You know, like when you go to a construction site, you're paying for the carpenter, the welder, and everything else. And you're paying for people that have skill. Is that an equivalent to making a cheeseburger or putting the nuggets in? Is that like a chef? Is that really like a chef? Well, if you missed it, we'll talk about it here at 580KIDO. Yesterday, workers around the country were upset because fast food workers are not making a lot of money. Look, I want the fast food workers, whether here at 580KIDO or elsewhere, to make a lot of money. I just don't want to pay $5 for a quarter pounder with cheese or a Whopper. Whopper. The morning Whopper.
Fast food employees at Taco Bell, Wendy's, and others are walking off the job in protest. They want a pay bump up to $15 an hour, more than double the minimum wage. LaToya works at a McDonald's here in New York. She's protesting.
Because I have a family to support. I have 5 kids. I'm working at McDonald's $8 an hour, and it's not cutting it.
The National Restaurant Association says the demonstrations are merely a membership drive for unions. The Fight for 15 campaign is sponsored by the Service Employees Union and others. In New York, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
So there we have it. We have people that are upset, angry, agitated. They're not making a lot of money. You have this young lady making $8 an hour with 5 kids. Ouch. She wants more money. I don't know. Even rich people want more money, don't you? I can't make it on $200,000 a year. I need more money. I need that house on the beach. I need this here. I need this there. Okay, let me get political for a minute. How many of these people voted for the president? Just saying. How many people voted for the president? Enough to make you cough. So now they're mad. They're angry. And not only folks in California, but folks in North Carolina, let's take a listen and get your thoughts on this here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
I work at this store, and so far I've been hearing rumors about retaliation against my workers, my union brothers, and they're also cutting hours. So that is highly disrespectful. In this country where workers have rights under the National Labor Relations Board, what you are doing is highly illegal, and if you don't stop, we'll definitely come back.
That's right, we'll be back!
There we have it. Now you've got these server employer unions, service employee unions. Remember, they're the ones that backed John Edwards. Ooh, that went well. And they're going to say there's retaliation. Of course there's retaliation. Now, on one hand, we have seen the rights of workers be eroded throughout the years. On the other hand, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, bright lights, big city. If you're not going to go in management, if you're not going to make a career, do you really deserve $15 an hour? And we see this argument all the time, and I always like the people that with money going, I can't afford to do that. If you're a small business person, can you afford to pay people more? It's not like the economy's booming. And Dave Burnett, you're going to go, well, Kevin, yesterday you said that Dave Burnett was wrong and the economy is booming. I think it's better, but we're not hiring people to make a lot of money, are we? Look, if you want to work for minimum wage, if that's the only gig out there, yeah. there has to be a future in America. I don't know if it's, you know, if you make a career behind the counter, do you do it for extra money? Do you do it to get through? Yeah, right? But do workers deserve to make this kind of money? They believe they do.
I learned about the retaliation of workers joining the union and forming the union. You are violating their rights to self-organization. We come from the Philippines to support the struggle of the McDonald's workers.
Okay, now, before we call Cesar Chavez and, you know, the guy that, you know, Jimmy Hoffa and everybody else, do you love how everything becomes overly dramatic? As if we're all voice actors or all this. I've come from the Philippines to, you know, you can always leave. And maybe when you get into career, maybe when you get into a place that you're earning a living and all of a sudden you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm stuck. Yeah, if you're in mid-management somewhere, if you're doing this, but you can always go from Wendy's to McDonald's to Burger King. And look, I'm not demeaning the process. I think that people that serve people, they do well. What is that that movie, the Bravo thing, Below Deck? Have you ever seen that? Where it's a bunch of people on a yacht and they're serving people? There's a magic to that. One of the best reality shows that I ever saw, what was it called? American Traveler, the Greenbrier Ranch in Las Vegas. And it was just incredible. Attention to detail, being meticulous. Those are things that you can apply anywhere. But listening to these guys, whether it's in California or North Carolina, I wonder.
I believe that we will win.
Yeah, I don't really know about that, but whether it's on one coast in California or in North Carolina, you know, I guess they're going to just start upselling you the pickles.
People think that working in a fast food is just in and out, okay, they're flipping burgers, it's nothing. But we're humans. We are people. We have families. And $7.25, $9 for a manager is not enough.
You're right. I totally agree with you. You're right. Is it incumbent upon McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's, or Taco Bell to pay you more? Well, if the market allows that, right? You know, here on the other hand, here at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, I mean, have we reached a point where everything is us versus them?
We've been working 2 and 3 jobs, neglecting our families because we're always at work all the time, and it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to work and still be able to be on our child's lives, be in our parents' life. My mom, she's actually disabled, and with me having to work in order to continue to provide for our household, I'm neglecting her, and she needs me there.
There you have it. She needs me there. We'll talk more about this next. From California to Carolina, it sounds like a country song. By the way, Big and Rich tonight, hope to see you at the amphitheater at the Idaho Center, the Ford Idaho Center. Going to be a great show. Looking forward to hanging out there, and whether it's big time or coming to your city, listening to some good Big and Rich, that'll be tonight. Boy, but you know, you could tell the weekend is already here because I'm already talking about tonight, and it's only 5-something in the morning. So coming up next, we'll hear a little bit more about the fast food, and then we're going to delve into how do we deal with ISIS. Are you down with ISIS? Remember, what is it? Are you down with OPP? Are you down with IS? Yeah, there's a reason why I'm not in music radio. All right. Time to get you to work safely and on time, or time to get your home or up and at them. Dave Renette is standing by here at 580 KIDO. Let's make it official. Time to get you to work safely and on time at 5.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Staying up all night.
Scott Walker has given women the back of his hand.
Ouch! Good morning. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO.
Scott Walker has given women the back of his hand.
Oof. Hey now.
What Republican Tea Party extremists like Scott Walker are doing is they're grabbing us by the hair and pulling us back. Mm. And it's unacceptable.
Ooh, the sanity bell. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Much more on Deborah Wasserman Schultz laying the smackdown. Boy, that imagery so early in the morning. Who needs a cold shower? Anyway, Kevin Miller with you as we roll along here. Final thought here on the fast food protesting, folks. One more time. This is another one in North Carolina.
I work for a billion-dollar corporation, and they care nothing about their employees. I mean, we work really hard, and they can easily afford to up our wages, but they decide not to.
You ever seen the movie Other People's Money? It stars Danny DeVito, and Danny DeVito is great in it. And he starts talking about, I don't work for the workers, I work for the shareholders. And that's what we're seeing. Yes, they can afford it, but why do people make so much money? Why do people with money have more money? Because they keep it. They don't share it with the worker. And by the way, here at 580KIDO, if you had money, would you share it? I would think that you would. I would hope that you would. But most people don't. Oh, I'm sorry. We forgot the Southland, the Southern Coast. Here's some more protesters.
Okay, yes, it's flipping burgers and dropping fries. However, it's a lot that goes to it. It's a lot of heartache and stress and sweat. It's a lot.
Now, here we have it. Right here. And like I said, by the way, I think Tea Party Bob makes the best burgers in the Treasure Valley. However, one more time, everybody. And look, this is, we're very close. Well, still before 6 a.m., so we can be offensive. But as my father once told me all the time, and still does, Kevin, if you had a brain, well, no, I wasn't really supposed to say that. But as my father once told me, you know, you got to have a plan. And if you're not appreciated, do you really stay? Listen to the statement one more time, okay? Here we go.
Okay, yes, it's flipping burgers and dropping fries. However, it's a lot that goes to it. It's a lot of heartache and stress and sweat. It's a lot.
You know, when I get that cold cheeseburger, I can tell there's a lot of heartache and stress and attention to detail. Don't you hate when you get your food and it's like all a big gob of goop? Never mind the chemicals that are put into it, but it's a big bob of goop. And you... But he puts his heart and soul into it. Well, we'd love to get him here, here at 580KIDO.
It's not fair that we're almost forced to live off the government because we can't afford to pay our bills. And we need help from the government, you know, just to survive. I mean, it's not something I want to do personally. You know, I don't want to live off the government. I want to be able to go to work just like everybody else and pay my bills.
Here's another thing that's interesting. And we've given these workers a hard time, but going to the core of who we are, and not even talking about Democrat or Republican or Libertarian, people always say, well, Kevin, what are you? A social conservative, a populist, a person of the people. Now, am I going, Vive la France, let's bring back the revolution? No, of course not. But do you think if we hadn't offshore... What is it, offshore? If we hadn't outsourced our jobs to China, to Mexico, to Canada, to Vietnam, that a woman like that, hardworking American, would have a job. Do you think in the age when the president will not reveal where the illegal immigrant children are that he's hiding, that most of the jobs since 2000-whatever in North Carolina went to immigrants. 90% of the jobs in Tennessee went to immigrants. That this lady should have an opportunity to work for a living.
I mean, okay, a gallon of milk is almost $5. Making $7 an hour, you're able to pay for a loaf of bread and milk working 1 hour. That's nothing.
She doesn't sound like a dummy to me. Again, think about this. Because of NAFTA, because of GATT, because of the WTO, we have deindustrialized our great nation, haven't we? And you have people like these folks just dying to work. So I think there's more to the story. By the way, here's something political at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Oh, we don't talk politics. Nearly a month after Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer, the Justice Department is expected to announce it plans to open an investigation into the practices of the police department in Ferguson. Top law enforcement officials will look at patterns of arrest, police stops, officer training, and use of force. The Justice Department is already probing the shooting of the 18-year-old black teen by a white officer. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
There you have it. Now, it is a tragedy what happened to Michael Brown. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. It is insensitive for people like the Reverend Jackson to go on Sean Hannity's show that you can catch right here at 580KIDO. Did you catch that interview with Sean and Reverend Jackson when he's saying the police officer has to be prosecuted? And what about all the looters? What about all the people that were beaten? Will the DOJ with the crime-fighting, the gun-toting, the gun-grabbing, there we go, Attorney General investigate them? You know, folks, we are living in troubled times. That's why I always urge you to pray and to believe in yourself and your community and your family, because it's so easy to get veered off in a sidebar, so easy to get disappointed when you look at these things. I mean, why isn't Eric Holder going after the bad guys, the looters, and the people in Chicago? No, we're going to investigate the Ferguson Police Department because that's the politically expedient thing to do. That's wrong. That's wrong, right? We'll talk more about this in the Manly Man segment, which is next. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us, won't you? No flipping. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
It's funny, I just got listening to this song. I was just going to keep listening to the song as if this were music radio. But it isn't. We have to actually do something here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
So, you know, we were talking to Emily Wither yesterday about just how dangerous it is to be a journalist in these countries. And I want to get your take on something. I was listening to one of these jabroni shows, and actually there was a talk show host that was blaming James Foley for going into these dangerous situations. And he said, look, you don't want to get your head cut off. You don't go in there and cover these things. And maybe I'm a little biased towards the journalist there. Maybe I'm a little biased towards having empathy for what happened. But, I mean, what's your take on this? I mean, these journalists do go in, and unlike the folks in the big network that always go, oh, well, we're here. Well, yeah, because you have a security detail of about 20 former Special Forces people, plus people on the ground. So it's not like Dave Burnett getting his passport clicked and going over to Botswana.
I think, you know, and having lived in a foreign country for 3.5 years, I think it's a little of both. I think, you know, they have a job to do as a journalist, but I think they also know as they go over that that is always a possibility. It's not something that you want to have happen. It's not something that, you know, that should happen in reality, but I think it's always something that, you know, family knows, and you know when you go there that there is always that risk. You know, I don't think anyone ever thinks, hey, I'm going to take this job of writing for this newspaper, and with any luck, I'll get my head lopped off. I don't think anyone goes into it with that, but it's always in the back of your mind that that could take place.
But to blame the actual person for this, I'm...
No, they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time and being made an example of by basically an evil group.
Right.
You know, it's difficult, and that's standing back and trying to take the emotion of how a parent would feel, or a wife, or a brother or sister would feel if that was your loved one who's on that video. And just, I mean, I can't imagine sleeping at night if that was somebody that I knew.
Right.
It would be very difficult to do.
Yeah, I don't get that. I just really don't. It's when you blame that person. But what about the allure of covering those things?
It takes a special breed. I would have to say that. And whether somebody's a liberal journalist or somebody's a conservative journalist, somebody who's willing to step out and take that risk, it takes a special breed of person to do it.
Right. Well, even Richard Engel was captured for a couple days. Here's the skinny on this, as Emily Wither told us. It's becoming big business, so you have these criminal syndicates that actually will kidnap you. They would kidnap Dave Burnett, and then all of a sudden they're going to sell you. So they would sell you to somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing new. I mean, that's been taking place in Central America for years, where people would be held hostage. They would sell them to somebody else who then would sell them, and, you know, whether it was an oil company or a food company or whoever, and then get big bucks back in cash.
Right.
You know, you were bartered and, you know, treated like a commodity.
Right. But now you're being sold to the Islamic radicals.
Yeah.
And how about that jihadist John? Obama, I'm back. It's like watching the 1980s WWE, this guy. Except he's a killer.
Yeah. And that's another question. All these, they've identified all these people over, you know, in Syria or wherever fighting for the jihad. The U.S. citizens, can they just walk back into the United States? If they, you know, if they get on a plane, come back, do they get to just walk in? Or are they treated as a treason, you know, as treasonous?
Right.
I think they can just walk back in now.
Well, you would hope that the FBI, who has the same, how should we put this, information on you and me and knows what we're doing at all time, would understand where these slappies are.
But what legal grounds do you have to hold them on? Just a thought I had the other day.
Well, they make something up. You're a person of interest. National security.
One would hope.
They can get you for anything for national security.
One would hope. Of course, they can't seal the borders, but they know, you know, who I'm calling.
Right.
So I don't, you know, I think that's where lack of confidence kind of takes over.
Right. Yeah, again, just something to really think about. What'd you think of the first segment where we're yapping about all these folks in the fast food restaurants? I love the guy that goes, hey, man, some people say it's just flipping burgers, but I put a lot of heart and soul into it. I'm going, okay. I mean, was it all across the country they were protesting?
It is hard work. There's no doubt. Standing on your feet, you know, standing in the grease, the heat, there's no doubt it's hard work. But if... And having done it before, it wasn't ever a thought that, you know what, I'm going to make this a career. By golly, when I'm done with this, they'll remember me.
Right.
It's a job. You know, I don't know that it's a career. Now you get into management, that might be a career. But saying, can I take your order over the microphone into the drive-thru? That's just a job.
Right.
You know, you want 15 bucks an hour? All right. When I was in Canada, they're paying $6.50 for a gallon of milk.
Right.
In Canada because of the, you know, all of the different taxes and all the different labor things going on.
Right.
You want that? You want your Big Mac to cost you 10 bucks? There you go.
Well, that seems to be the way we're going. Again, we're all entitled. And, you know, the government's become our daddy.
Yep. And that's what a lot of people said 6.5 years ago.
Yeah.
That the government will become our daddy, even more so than it was 6.5 years ago. Mind you, it didn't start 6.5 years ago. It started a lot longer ago than that. But it's just, you think back to what has happened in the past 10 years, it's frightening.
Right.
What has happened to this country.
Well, and what continues to happen, really.
Yeah. So, you know, liberty's lost.
Liberty's lost, and Joan Rivers lost.
Yep. Joan, 81, and unlike Betty White, this is true. She did pass away.
Right.
The Betty White thing made me laugh. I was looking at different people I know that I'm friends with on Facebook or whatever that's in radio and other markets, and they fell for it. The Betty White joke. That Betty White died, D-Y-E, as in dying her hair.
Right.
Peacefully at 81.
Yeah, you know, Betty White, you know, just, I mean, what's her talent? She's old.
Betty White?
Yeah.
She's a decent actress.
Yeah, but, I mean, she plays the old woman who's... trying to get younger men or something, or making fun of herself. I just don't see it. Joan Rivers, I mean, she won Celebrity Apprentice, which I think Trump just gave it to her because she was Joan Rivers. But on the other hand, I mean, this lady had talent. She was caustic. She didn't have a problem speaking her mind. Let's take a listen.
No, I cannot leave comedy in the hands of these untalented people. No, comedy... Comedy, and I say this with humility, comedy needs me. Comedy needs me. Yes.
Wait, how about that interview that she had with Frederica Whitfield when she started yelling at her and stuff and blah, 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 stormed off it. But, you know, there's a lot to be said that for somebody who was fearless as Joan Rivers here at 580KIDO that wasn't afraid to be politically incorrect.
No, she wasn't. She spoke her mind, and basically she said, I'm old. What do I care? Right. I'm going to tell you what I think.
I'm old. What do I care?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I think. It's not like it's going to ruin my career.
Right. And you know, you remember she and Johnny Carson had such great chemistry, and then all of a sudden she had her own show, and then her husband committed suicide. It was interesting. It was interesting watching the dynamic between she and Melissa. Boy, ooh, don't come between them.
Yeah, they were a 1-2 punch. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Melissa's career now that mom is gone.
Right. Sorry about that. Let's hear more of Joan.
Pat is one of the chicest women in Hollywood. There's no question about that. But she's too old for this dress. Yeah. Oh, it's too tight, and it's giving her a little roll where she doesn't have a roll, and it's squishing her boobs flatter than a dead cat in an episode of Hoarders. I mean, it's just...
A dead cat in an episode of Hoarders?
Yeah.
That's horrific.
And
makes
again,
me laugh.
Somebody in her 80s that can sit back and, you know, still rock the mic, if you will. One thing I liked about her, and again, I wasn't a big fan, but it seemed like she would have some cerebral elements into her humor as opposed to just cussing, which seems to be the humor today.
Some of it. Some people, you know, it's, you know, whatever foul language you can use to be funny. I like people who can be funny with or without.
Right.
So that's just me. But yeah, she had some thought and some logic behind what she said.
Well, again, we'll miss Joan Rivers here. By the way, it is 548 at 580KIDO. So how long did you wait up to stay up to watch the game?
I got a little football hangover. I watched the whole thing last night. Seattle and Green Bay. Watched the whole thing. Seattle's a real deal. No?
No. I was just listening to you. I thought, you know, usually I overstep you. So I was, I was waiting for you to expand on that. I thought that you have to play perfect there, which is, you know, whatever. That's nothing insightful. But then on the other hand, I'm sitting there just looking at that stadium and just seeing how those folks are so into it. And Seattle's been around for 39 years, but the old King Dome and Jim Zorn, it was great to see Steve Largent. But I was just sitting there going, wow, what a great atmosphere. And what a beautiful city Seattle is.
Yep.
And I was just mesmerized by the whole vibe. And, you know, you have Paul Allen as your owner. I mean, does it get any better than to be Russell Wilson, by the way, divorced his wife of like a year or two? So, I mean, you just sit there and go, wow. Or the beast mode guy or Richard Sherman. I mean, a young team that I don't know if I've seen or the NFL has seen anything like these guys in the last 20 years. Look, the Patriots were kind of young, but they were overachievers.
Yeah, these guys aren't overachievers.
Right.
They're living up to expectation, and basically they're just smashing everybody in the mouth.
Right, and you know, it was pointed out on, and it's not my original thought, but it was pointed out on these sports shows, look, even during the new rules that are designed to stop Seattle from being Seattle, all of a sudden you have, very few penalties being called on their Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Which says a lot.
I found it interesting. In the preseason, they were calling everything on the defensive secondary. Regular season, not so much.
And in an age when nobody wants to practice, Seattle actually got penalized for having more than your stated practices.
Yeah.
You know, the under the collective bargaining agreement, they want the extra step.
Yep, they did.
Who does that in the NFL?
Well, maybe that's what's making them who they are. They're ready to go back to old school.
Well, I'm looking at Russell Wilson, and I remember him from NC State and then going to Wisconsin, and I'm going, okay, well, let's see if they can and make him beat them. And I don't know if it's the offense. They don't condense the field around him. He spreads everybody out, and he's got the lanes to throw. And when you have, beast mode, I was going to say beast mode cowboy, but that's Big Brother.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch.
I was going to say Marcel Lynch, so thank you for saving me from myself. But when you have this guy, he's just, and I'm thinking, well, how would he do in the Earl Campbell era? Because even the hits are vicious, but, you know, for a big guy, he doesn't take a lot of them. But when he hits you, he hits you.
I think Marshawn Lynch would do fine in any era.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a solid player.
But I'm just going back to Seattle and going, I don't think I've seen anything like this from an NFL champion in any time, though. A beautiful new stadium, the fans. It's a very collegiate atmosphere because the fans have bought in, and they are the 12. Now, they're not taking the amphetamines or the steroids or the hits or get the big money, but I don't think – I mean, can you know of anything that correlates to that? I mean, even if you go to the most rabid fan base in college football, nobody has a flag for the fans.
No. I mean, it is a college atmosphere there in a professional setting. And it is. It's a, having watched games in the Kingdome, horrible place to watch football, by the way. Having seen Steve Largent, Jim Zorn, those guys back in the Kingdome back in the day, they have a spectacular stadium right there on the Sound. You know, it's a great atmosphere. It's a, you know, I was there in Seattle, which I was dumb. I didn't get tickets to. It was our last preseason game at home. Just an incredible atmosphere, and it runs all the way down to Pike Market, up and down in that area. That it's just one big party that takes place. It is like a college atmosphere there.
Now, I was just amazed at the pageantry, the scenery yesterday, and just beautiful. And you know me, I have a bias towards land east of the Great River, really southeast of the Great River. But I'm going, I don't think that could be beat. And then it was just blew me away.
Yeah, it's an incredible setting. They got something special going on there. And we were in a conversation with the Randy, whatever his name is, one of our sales guys here, yesterday, that I don't know if Seattle can repeat. You know, it's hard to repeat in the NFL. I don't know. After last night, I think maybe they can if they stay healthy.
Well, that's the big key. And then all of a sudden, Eddie Lacy already has a concussion.
Yeah, and two other guys out. They got an offensive lineman who's out, and what's his name, Baloney, or whatever his name is. And
well, you get that by watching Hard Knocks, just how physical – and just what commodities those folks in the NFL are, the folks in the NFL they yeah. happen to be.
Yeah, they're paid big bucks, but they do kind of risk it. You know, it's a special breed. Kevin, I got to do this. Got to give you your traffic now.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, our friend Jonathan Wohlstetter will break down the president's plan to save America, save the world from ISIS. Just how big of a threat are they? Plus, late night comedy kings, remember the queen, Joan Rivers. 46 degrees in Boise, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. 5:59, I see our friends at InfoWars, home of Alex Jones, already saying Joan Rivers dead 2 months after calling Obama gay. Yeesh. How do you expand on that? Not me. That's InfoWars, Alex Jones tonight.